Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my channel. We are in the process of unraveling the time fractals of Jyotish or Vedic astrology. We finished last one, Rahu Mahadasha Ardhadasha, which was all about pretty much headlessness of all kinds. Now we come to Jupiter, which is a rescue out of all the darkness of the crown. Jupiter illuminates the crown. But it makes you aware of many things. Let us see the generalities. The full Jupiter Mahadasha Antardasha sequences of 16 years, a lot of time there, beginning from the end of Rahu Mahadasha. Jupiter for 27 months. This will be a major change for you, coming from a sort of a dark crown energy into the more illuminated crown energy. So it's a black and white shift from Rahu going to Jupiter. So it will take some 27 months for your soul to recalibrate to this energy, essentially speaking. Jupiter Saturn is for a period of 35 months. Jupiter Mercury for 25 months, Jupiter Ketu for 12 months, Jupiter Venus for 31 months, Jupiter Sun for 9 months, Jupiter Moon for 16 months, Jupiter Mars for 12 months, and ending with Jupiter Rahu once again for 28 months. This is the standard Vimshottari Antardasha sequences. Okay. I've already covered in the Mahadasha which nakshatra bonds will cover this during the peak of their career, peak of their life, 20 to 50 years old. You can look that up. But what is the essence of Jupiter Mahadasha? It's a 16-year cycle of expansion, wisdom, ethical growth, prosperity, children, higher education, spiritual understanding, protection and blessings. You might attribute lots of goody things to Jupiter, as is popular connotation in modern India, but it is far more than that. It is the filtering, it is the sattvic essence. So it will get rid of nonsense from your head, from your life also. Jupiter nakshatras, Punarvasu, Vishakha and Purvabhadrapada are some of the harshest ones. Okay, this is like the harsh teacher in a sense. Jupiter represents Akashic wisdom. Jupiter represents your hearing, your ears, what you listen, and how much your internal listening is. What are you listening through? What filters are there in your mind? Jupiter Mahadasha will get rid of all those filters. It represents law. It represents morality. It represents optimism, teaching, spiritual protection. This is the core of the Mahadasha, expanding the soul's horizons beyond the material, mentally, emotionally, spiritually and socially. So Jupiter Mahadasha will filter everything from your Akash, bring some of the karmic aspects into play and show you from your internal listening ability what it is that you are here to learn. The first 27 months will feel like a roller coaster a little bit, because this is the Dasha Sandhi, the transition of the Dasha. So it'll feel a little bit of headlessness coming out of all that darkness of Jupiter. It'll feel refreshing. This Antardasha will feel very refreshing coming from such a place of darkness of the crown. Peak expansion, spiritual protection, abundance, moral clarity. Typically people also tend to get married in this first Antardasha. Optimism, generosity, clarity of mind, desire to learn, desire to teach, desire to guide, and confidence with benevolence. But remember, like I said in Jupiter Mahadasha earlier, that Jupiter is more of hearing, not so much teaching. Don't pretend to be a guru yet. You just come from Rahu Mahadasha, okay? You cannot be a teacher overnight. It takes time. Karmic function here being past life, spiritual karmas activate, blessings flow. Like I said, you might get married, you might have kids. Dharma gets strengthened, wisdom-based karmic debts clear gently. Slowly you begin the path. It's a 16-year period. Get a coffee or something. Outer life events, marriage, childbirth, education, travel, wealth increase, spiritual initiation, leadership in teaching or guiding roles, stability and support from mentors. All of this depends upon where Jupiter is sitting in your chart, of course. If it is sitting in 10th house, there will be increase in career. Suddenly there will be a good vibes in the career. It may happen. Or you might get married, or you might have kids. All depends on the position of Jupiter. I have covered this in the main Mahadasha. You can look that up. Jupiter, Saturn, Antardasha, 35 months. The core blend is one of expansion meets discipline, ethics tested under pressure, grounding of growth. See how it filters the wisdom. Seriousness, caution, introspection, responsible mindset. Jupiter will give you responsibility. Because before you start making ethics and laws for the people, you need to be one yourself, isn't it? Jupiter represents embodiment, not just talking. Sobering mental, emotional tone, desire to structure life. The karma here being duty, debts, responsibility. Long-term karma surface. What you must do long-term. Dharma is being tested, filtered. Karmic connection through disciplined effort. Outer life may be career restructuring, financial restraint, institutional responsibilities, caring for elders, delays before prosperity and long-term achievements. This is followed by Jupiter, Mercury and Antardasha for a period of 25 months. Intellectual expansion, learning, communication, teaching, business and activity. Mercury is all about communication now. It allows you to communicate after the Saturn. Psychological field being active intellect, curiosity, communication-driven growth, desire to study or teach and refine thinking. Karmas with siblings. Mercury is a karaka of siblings, students, writing, contracts, communications, learning to activate for resolution or skill acquisition. You might acquire new skills in this. Success in teaching, writing, media, trade, communication, travel, skill-based income, new courses or certifications and fruitful negotiations. I remember I did a new certification in this period. Jupiter Ketu Antardasha for 12 months, 1 year. Now, here comes the guy who wants lust to cut off things. Detaching fire, spiritualization, inner cleansing, release of ego-driven growth. Withdrawal, introspection, spiritual inclination, minimalism, strong intuition, detachment from material excess, past life spiritual karmas return, knowledge from deep memory awakens, especially if it's in the 12th or 5th house or 9th house. This relationship between Jupiter and Ketu I'm speaking of. Illusions about prosperity, morality or teaching collapse. Something has to collapse and be removed from your life in order for you to progress. That is the call of Ketu. Endings in career or relationships, pilgrimages, you might undertake pilgrimages, spiritual retreats. You might simplify your life. Ketu is a minimalist. Renunciation tendencies, hidden knowledge resurfacing. This is followed by Jupiter-Venus Antardasha for a period of 31 months. The core blend here being prosperity, relationships, wealth, joy, comfort, expansion of love and beauty. Psychological field being creativity, affection, romantic softness, all things Venus. You might make a lot of money in this period because both are expansion qualities, Jupiter and Venus. Artistic inspiration, harmony, emotional harmony at home, relationship karmas, desire for comfort, marriage blessings, children karma, prosperity karma activate, value refinement, Venus's values in Libra especially, marriage, childbirth, financial growth, artistic success, all goodies of life, isn't it? Luxury purchases, harmonious relationships, home improvement and creative projects also you might engage with. Following this, there is Jupiter's Sun Antardasha, all recalibration of the ego. Righteous identity comes in, leadership, clarity, purpose-driven action. Confidence, pride, dignity, desire to lead, stronger sense of personal dharma and enhanced charisma. Father-related karmas might come in, ego purity, dharmic relationship karmas become active, pride is refined through ethical alignment. So you might, outer events, you might get promotion, especially if Jupiter and Sun are placed in your 10th house, for example. Recognition, government involvement, career achievements, public roles, father-related duties, and health improvements. This is followed by Jupiter Moon Antardasha, very good one, especially if Moon is not in your Scorpio. Emotional healing, nurturing wisdom, family expansion, intuitive clarity, soft emotional tone, caregiving, empathy, desire for peace, sentimental appreciation of family and roots. Moon is family, Moon is mother. Mother-related karma surface. Emotional unity, childhood karmas heal. Emotional mind aligns with wisdom. Now I shall do a little later some more series on the relationships between planets in your natal chart and how dashas will show up. General rules, I shall revisit that later. Family blessings, childbirth, home improvements, travel for comfort, spiritual learning, counseling roles, public goodwill and stable relationships. This is followed by Jupiter Mars Antardasha for a period of 1 year. Dharmic action, courageous leadership, structured ambition, confidence, strong will, enthusiasm, decisive action, desire to protect and guide others. Mars is a protector, inner discipline. Warrior karmas will surface, spiritual protection, justice related karmas, courage, leadership debts unfold for resolution. Career breakthroughs can happen in this. You'll be very aggressively pursuing this. Career. Jupiter provides the wisdom. Mars provides the logic. Property purchases might happen. Mars is a karaka of properties. Competitive success. Litigation victories. Travel. Fitness improvements. And disciplined achievements. Last, it ends with Jupiter Rahu Antardasha for 28 months. Which is expansion meets illusion, opportunities mixed with confusion. Should I do this? Should I not do that? Rahu is always confused. Dramatic karmic openings. Remember, I spoke of in Rahu, in the Mahadasha and Antardasha, Rahu has multiple choices in everything. Everything is in multiples. I've covered this in shorts also. Restlessness, ambition, intellectual overstimulation, desire to expand beyond limits. Rahu wants to expand into darkness. Jupiter starts providing wisdom for all that so far, whatever you have learned in the Mahadasha. This creates a little chaotic energy, isn't it? Attraction to foreign or unusual paths. The karmic shadow desires arise, guru illusion karmas manifest, foreign karmas manifest. You might come across foreign gurus, like Americans suddenly run into India to some faith guru, for example. Fame karmas might evolve, unconventional opportunities activate. Sudden rise, foreign expansion, media visibility, disruptive opportunities, travel. Rahu wants to travel foreign countries. Unexpected success, instability, breakthroughs followed by corrections. That's in summary. But remember, Jupiter is the way of teaching, which is different to Saturn's way of teaching. These are two great teachers in the natal chart. Their styles are different. They deliver the things right on time. And they deliver in a slow and methodical fashion. See, Jupiter Mahadasha is for a period of 16 years, followed by Saturn Mahadasha, which I shall do next, which is 19 years. These are really long periods in a human life, especially if it comes in the prime of life between 20 and 50 or 60. So this makes great teachers. These people can make great teachers if the lessons learned are followed a little consciously. Hence, I'm bringing all this stuff to you. So you don't have to go YouTube channel hopping. Everything is covered in one place for you to revisit anytime. That's my intention. My target is to make a new blend of Jyotishis or Vedic astrologers who teach in a slow, methodical manner, who do consulting and counseling in a better manner. Take the wisdom of the past, apply it to the present, going into the future. That's my target. if you want to know what that is. I shall see you in the Saturn Mahadasha. Meanwhile, take care. Be awesome that you are.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.